When it comes to commercial banking, relationships matter. At Associated Bank, we've got you. With a dedicated team of relationship managers helping you secure financing to best serve you today and tomorrow. Visit associatedbank.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
We're on with Doug Myers this morning, the Senior Vice President and Private Banking Regional Manager at Associated Bank. Doug, good morning. Welcome back.
Thank you, Steve. Glad to be back.
I want to focus in our conversation a little bit on a couple of the big things that happened in 2020. Maybe we can also get your thoughts on some current events and maybe a little future outlook, too, as well about 2021. But I want to start first by, you know, every year I think they tell us to re-examine what you're doing in terms of your retirement contributions, whether it be to your whatever retirement plan you have or your 401k specifically. And I saw this article about how, you know, it gives you an idea of how to determine whether or not you're putting enough away. And I think most people are going to be surprised that they're probably not, are they?
Well, that's the age-old question, and I think you're probably right. But it's interesting, Steve, that 401k contributions have been really strong in 2020. During the 12-month period I read ending in September of this year, the average 401k savings amount was $7,300 for your average worker, or just over $600 a month, which is pretty strong, ahead of previous year's averages. Also, the average worker earned $4,000 from employer matches. So this roughly $11,000 total averaged about 13.5% of workers' salaries, which is higher than previous years. So this year was a good year for savings for retirement. Yeah. And I just want to stress, if you take this average of $11,000 per year of 401k contributions, about $600 a month, and if you do this for 25 years, earning a modest interest rate of 7%, this person would have $713,000 in total savings after 25 years, which is a pretty good retirement nest egg. If you look at a different scenario, if you were to contribute about $15,000 a year, which is a little more, but only say for 20 years versus the 25 years in my previous example, the amount would be about $615,000 or $100,000 less. So the lesson here, and we've stressed this before, and especially for young workers in their 20s, time is the most important valuable resource when saving for retirement. Even if one feels like they don't have enough to contribute on a monthly basis, the earlier you start makes up for a lack of savings. So that's the key takeaway point here.
Yeah, I think the numbers are surprising this year because I think a lot of people think about all of the turmoil we've seen this year in the markets and with people losing their jobs, whatever. But to see that those numbers as high as that, and also the NASDAQ and S&P 500 have had really stellar years despite the pandemic.
Yeah, it's interesting. If you would have said at the start of 2020 that the economy would shut down, the unemployment rate would skyrocket, earnings would plunge due to a fatal global pandemic, we would still end the year with stocks near all-time highs, people would think you're crazy. The S&P, like you said, is up nearly 15%. NASDAQ has soared to 40%. You know, having said all this, there is still a lot of pain and hurt out there with people who've been laid off, with the economy being shut down. You know, we're going through a second surge. And, you know, the market's been good. It's kind of a tale of two cities. The market's been good, but there is a lot of pain, and workers are still unemployed out there. And it's been tough.
Is 15% generally the bottom level at which you should be saving for retirement?
I would think so. If you know, people could have a benchmark between 10 and 15% to save on the 401k and get the company match, they're going to be set for retirement, especially if they start in their 20s. Even if you start in your early 30s and put away that 15%, they're going to be fine for retirement. And that's a disciplined approach, but it works.
Doug, there's another story that says the number of 401k millionaires hit a new high this year. Again, it has to do, I think, probably with the stock market, not necessarily how much people are putting away, but a lot of stock winners this year. And it brings to question this idea and the real problem we have with income inequality in the country and this inequality gap growing. Do you see that? And what are some of the concrete ways that can be addressed, do you think?
Well, I do see it, and I'm not sure I can, you know, expand on the reasons, because it's a big discussion point, but it's certainly an issue. You know, the market has been all-time high, but once again, the economy has been challenged, to say the least, due to all the things that have gone on this year.
Do you see the regulatory scene changing any with the new administration coming in?
I think we feel like in the banking industry that there will be some increased regulation. Too early to tell. I think the incoming Fed chief is going to be good. Janet Yellen is very well thought of. She's proven, she's known, she's got a track record. So I think that has helped a little bit in the markets a little bit. But I think that there could be some increased regulation in the banking industry.
Yeah, and here comes the part of the interview where I ask you to look deeper into your crystal ball and see what you think 2021 might bring for stocks. Do you think it's going to be a tougher year than this year, or do you think we'll continue on that upward trend?
Well, nobody knows, but the market has certainly priced in a recovery for COVID, given the recent vaccine news. I think people see a new peak in earnings for companies. The expectations for profit rebound in 2021 are sky high right now. You know, I think they're looking at a 15% increase in year-over-year earnings for corporations. And I think the market is estimated a 45% jump, which is really large, for the second quarter once the economy starts opening up due to the hopeful good news of the vaccine. And I think the analysts are looking at about a 20% estimated rise in corporate earnings for all of 2021. So I think that there's a lot of optimism out there in the market. Once again, that's offset by the high unemployment rate, and we've got to get the workers back to work and restaurants opening up and the travel industry and the airlines mm-hmm. back to normal. And that still could take a while. Some analysts are saying that could be as late as 2022 before there's a normalization of back to normal, whatever that means.
Yeah, you mentioned the travel part of this, but there are so many industries that are waiting on this vaccine to improve. I mean, if you just think about it, there's a Starbucks. People will be going back to Starbucks every day because they're going back to work. You mentioned the travel, United Airlines, companies like Delta and Disney. We'll open up Disneyland fully again, Disney World. So there's a lot of different companies that are waiting and hoping that things will be better next year.
Well, and that's absolutely right. And you look at downtown Chicago, it's still empty. And I think there's a lot of concern about the real estate business going forward. We've all figured out how to be productive working from home. And will there be a robust office market in downtown Chicago, for example? You know, I go down maybe once a month for going to the office for this or that, and it's very empty. People are still working at home right now. And so that's going to look different going forward, I think.
I know a lot of conversation has been had this week about stimulus and whether there'll be a second stimulus or not. What's your thought on that? Do you think one is needed? And what do you think the impact of that's going to be if it happens?
Well, I think the general thought process is a second stimulus is needed. I know Congress has been going back and forth for a long time. The news was a little bit optimistic yesterday about them coming to an agreement on the stimulus, but nothing has happened as of yet. As I've said before, I think a lot of people are depending on this. I think there's a lot of concern about the deadline for foreclosures and those sort of things in the real estate industry are expiring at the end of this month. And I think that people really need a stimulus. And I think the economy is contingent upon a stimulus package, certainly either the end of December, early in 2021.
Have you made any New Year's resolutions? And if so, what can you share with all the rest of us?
Well, I would say just for me personally, I would say keep the normal course of action right now. I'm working from home. Our bank is continuing to function and thrive working from home. I think we feel like hopefully in the summer we'll be back in the office. You know, Chicago's probably going to lag our other markets just because of the risk of commuting and elevators and high rises and things like that still haven't all been worked out. But once again, I think we're all optimistic about the vaccine, and we're just all hoping that that's going to continue to keep the economy opening up a little bit going forward in early 2021, hopefully.
Yeah, sounds hopeful. I think that's something we can all agree on. Doug, how can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
They can reach me directly at 312-544-4600.
We appreciate it, Doug. Thank you, and have a good holiday.
Thank you, Steve. Same to you. Thank you, sir. Bye.